Wow,
I love that music.
Well, okay, as we say in Radio Land, it's time for something completely different.
And once again, after so long, that would be us.
That would be us. We'd like to thank Mike for a really great show, the Sunday night showcase with Mumbo Gumbo and Chris Webster. And it was just really great to hear about all the old times and new times to come, and really appreciate that.
Mumbo Gumbo's been around a long time.
Yes. Thank you so much. So much, Mike. That was great. So we are, and you as well, of course, are...
The Radio Poet Society.
Yeah. Where you call us with your poems, and we have a caller right now. Oh my goodness, before we've even done our thing, we have a caller.
I believe this is a first in our history.
This is a first, at least in the past year. So, let's put our caller on. We could do that right away, actually. But wait, if you want to call us here in the studio, you can do so at any time at 265-9555
or 1-800-355-KVMR.
We'd like to thank our house band, as always, Stereo Lab, jamming it up for us. And let's see our very patient caller. We weren't even on the air yet, and he called us. Caller, are you there? You're live on the air right now.
Okay, I am.
You are.
All right, this is a poem for all the mothers with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. A mother is the profession divine, the grace, the mercy, the glory, the shine. Before the world began, not even a second in time, a chalice arose to pass down the line. The deeds of a mother fill this stein, her sacrifice, emotion, pain to sunshine. This is the Lord's sacred wine. He drinks these deeds and grows like a pine. His family tree grows like a vine, and true love grows, the powerful kind, because a mother is the profession divine.
Aw, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
I'm a mom.
All right, cool.
Thanks for that. That was great. Call us again.
Okay, I will. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
What a great way to start.
What an uplifting way to start, indeed. Indeed. So you can call us here in the studio at 265-9555.
Or 1-800-355-KVMR.
And we're going to take a short musical break, and then we'll come back with either your poetry, our poetry, or somebody's poetry. Maybe you'll call us and maybe we'll entertain you for the hour, but let's hope we have a nice roll of callers. 265-9555
or 1-800-355-KVMR.
Hey, Mr. Collier, where is my heart attack? I placed my order 6 hours ago. Come on, listen, man, you gotta understand. I got places to meet and people to make and money to grow. Hey, Mr. Solitaire, I ain't no fidgeter.
right, that was Firewater with a special guest, Jennifer Charles. And the most exciting thing ever is we have a caller. Yes, yes, yes.
The crowd goes wild.
Yes, yes. Ooh, we're excited. All right, caller, you're live on the air right now. Ma'am? Hello?
I'm here.
There you are. Hi. You're on the air right now.
All right, this is a poem that I wrote a while back for a young man that just had his first child.
Okay.
In his beautiful child, he sees the amazing grace, like the light that shines on Jesus's face. Beauty surpassing all knowledge, time and space. Generations of our race renewed into the present place. Love echoing its trace, beginning again at the base. Continuing the family's perpetual pace. This is truly living in God's glorious grace. Knowing God gave his son to win the case. So now past, present, and future sin Jesus does erase. Deeper understanding we comprehend when we look into our own child's face. All this because on us lies God's perfect grace.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
We seem to have a mother theme and parent
so it
theme
seems.
Going.
The parent theme seems to be strong tonight.
All right. Well, call us again every
right.
other Sunday. All righty. Boy, that was a perfect song. We were so excited about. Let's see. Here it is. Yeah. We have some announcements to make for you. You're listening to KVMR FM Nevada City. This is the Radio Poets, and you can call us here at 265-9555.
Or 1-800-355-KVMR.
The UC Davis Department of Music presents artists in residence Zena Schiff and Louis Lois. Brandywine, UC Davis faculty pianist, in a performance set Saturday, November 15th, 7 p.m. in the Studio Theater of the Mondavi Center for the Performing Arts. For information, call 752-7896.
Placer Community Theater presents Love Letters in an evening of wine, chocolate, and love letters. This fundraising event provides funds for PCT's Productions and Scholarship Fund. The event will be held on Saturday, November 15th, 7 to 10 p.m. at Powers Mansion Inn in Auburn. For more info, see www.placertheater.org.
Truckee's award-winning Backcountry Film Festival takes place Thursday, November 13th at the Truckee High School Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m. and films include My Own 2 Feet, Snowboarders on Foot, plus two other winter action films and the film short The Pact, as well as raffles of great gear. Info online at www.snowlands.org or call 530-265-6424.
Greetings, a comedy play is presented by Theater One at the Unitarian Universalist Society of Sacramento on November 21st to 23rd and November 29th to 30th. For more information, go to www.theaterone.org.
All right. You're listening to KVMR FM, Nevada City. My name is Rue Quintada.
My name is Raven.
And you can call us here at any time in the studio, 265-9555.
Or 1-800-355-5867.
We hope that you can just hear the number in your head at some point, and you won't even have to hear us telling it to you over and over.
Prose, poetry.
Yes, anything.
Wit, wisdom.
Call us.
Got a favorite piece of Twain.
Worship the planet, which is you. I kiss the ground you bless with your touch. I offer praise to your sweet breathing. I thrive on your gentle caresses. I grow strong, sucking your sweet ripe fruit.
Houston, we have difficulties. Standing by. Once again, this is the radio
person. Eat your food, girl. You
Heart
don't need
society.
Enough. Eat potatoes for potato hips. Eat squash, succotash, corned beef hash. Eat chicken cacciatore, cheese souffle, homemade peach cobbler. Eat apple pie, make some Pillsbury Doughboy biscuits. Skinny as you are, you can eat whatever you want. You can eat Triple Talk Fudge Delight, wouldn't make you fat. Mira, flaquita, you eating enough? Spaghetti bolognese, fettuccine alfredo, pasta con pesto, French onion soup, steak tartare, couscous, fufu. Eat avocados from Santo Domingo, pineapples from Hawaii, oranges from Florida, chocolate from the rubber. Eat free-range chickens if you're worried about the chickens eat beef. Eat beef with AIDS, eat beef and wear beef. Just eat more, girl. Don't gotta. You eat like a rabbit. There's nothing to you. What do you mean you're not hungry? You just asked for that food. Now eat it. Look in your refrigerator. Did you go to the supermarket today? Did you go to Hell's Kitchen, House of Street, Chinatown? Did you go to the farmer's market? Did you buy from organic farmers? Did you pay for food? 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 Did you pay for some food? Did you carry it home? Did you pull it home? Did you push it home? Did you drag it home? Just eat raw food if you don't like to cook. Go to a restaurant, eat lamb, drink lassi on 6th Street. I don't know where they shop. Probably shop the same place you do. What about bok choy? Wonton soup, pork fried rice, sushi, McDonald's, KFC, Taco Bell's, Wendy's. You like pizza better? Rice and beans. Rice and beans is spring water. Spring water from upstate somewhere. They got spring water in prisons up there. Drink spring water if you don't like chlorine. Recycle the bottle. Anyway, you can eat all the nitrite and Jake's bacon you want. You got nothing to worry about. I wish I had your problem. You are nothing but an Evian drinking bunny. Why don't you drink some kale, celery, carrots laced with pesticide, munch on grapes from the California vines, talk about Republicans while you save the juice, be an elitist, pay more, buy organic vegetables. What are you going to eat? 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 Pork skin, collard green, black eyed peas, smothered pork chops, lemon chicken, lamb cutlet, goose on Christmas. Throw the bones out with Christmas tree. Turkey on Thanksgiving. Argue about multicultural education. Get salmonella. Be thankful. Fish on Fridays. Fish on Fridays. Fish on Fridays. Don't eat pork if you don't want to. I respect that. Eat horse meat instead. Have it flown in freeze-dried from Paris. Plant some oranges from Spain. Try goat meat. Drink goat milk. Make goat milk cheese. Keep a goat in your backyard. Catch a pigeon and boil it for 2 weeks. Just eat your food, girl. You're nothing but skin and bones. I can wrap my finger around your wrist twice. No one's gonna see you at the beach. You need to grow some melons in that bra. Put some meat on your butt so you don't get tired sitting down. You need something to keep up those go-go boots. Your elbows are lethal weapons. What's the matter with you, girl? You need to eat food, girl. Just eat.
Jets slowly scraping, low and heavy.
KVMR FM Nevada City. Oh my gosh, we're so excited. We have callers. We have lots of callers. We have three callers.
I think that's a first.
It is a first. And we're going to...
It's like a traffic jam.
Okay, caller number one. You're live on the air right now.
All right, thank you.
Yay.
Right.
We're excited.
Okay.
Yeah, we're excited.
Woo. All right. I get up in the morning and I go outside. Give thanks to Mother Earth and Father Sky, to the four directions and all living things and all the life that it brings to me. Oh, Great Spirit, won't you hear my call? Take care of the children, yes, one and all. My mother, my father, my sister too. Oh, my brothers, I love you. All right.
All right.
All right.
Tonight.
Give thank
you.
You. All right. Thanks.
Take care. Thanks for being there.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, caller number two.
Caller number one was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're live on the air right now, so
here
you can
go.
Just go right ahead.
Autumnal palette laid before my senses, myriad of hues and colors, rich smells, rich sounds, rich textures on my skin, rich textures on my soul. Vast bronzes, straw yellows, browns of rolling grass and fern. Red twigs, leaves, and apples still clinging to leafless trees, brilliant golds of cottonwoods and licking flame larches. So many greens, conifers, grasses, and grays, rocks, birds, and dormant trees, gray greens, lichens, mosses, elderberry purple, burning white of the sun's reflection on the water, or the orange-gray of fog being penetrated by the sun. Changes by fog light, changes by sunlight, by the in-between, rhythms and patterns, smells, sounds of seed and leaf, cast renewal, plowed fields, jelly-rolled hay, cows grazing, wood smoke, stacked cords of wood, damp leaves, icy breeze, tumbling water, cawing crows, damp skin, breeze in the branches, so much, too much, soulful banquet, patterns inside of patterns.
Wow. Thank you, caller. So many details. That was great.
Bye.
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 Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Call us again.
And we have yet another caller.
Caller number three. Now, it's up to you callers to remember your numbers. No. Caller number three, are you there?
I am here. I am here. I'm actually calling in for a couple of my kids that listen to the station, the Gnome Poets, so they had me call up, and I'm going to go ahead and do a little one off the top of my head here. It's going to take me a second, I assure you.
Okay.
But here we go. I'm under the categorical comings of hearsay. The tide's lip unfolds with the sand whose eclipse drips hold rock keys for man. Their doors in the damned halls of yestermorrow today, awakening calls to pester borrow. You see, so say some Sioux in the sung tales of old sails whose ship's cargo unfolded this morrow. We have whales flapping fins in fear of toxic air, it's everywhere, and steering clear to steer clear of rare cares and preservations, conservations or restorations, just observations of the acceleration of these, our annihilation. You see, long ago a story told of a bright blue day, and the native people hold a ceremony, christening the rebirth of its race, testimony to those listening of its own haste, in civilizing civilization too fast for occupation to allow for a here of now, laying to waste and born anew of the ashes in you, before your bones were grown. There were stones from homes thrown and buildings to streets, these people the hills with nothing to eat, and they left from this christening so that they might reclaim in its death their glistening light rites. That once more the stars might show through, that once more the skies might smile blue, that once again in the land great hills of green would come to restore man and fate and still lean virtues and morals into his fabric again. Well, after 86 million too many suburban grays and the ladies' dick sullen with the onsetting grays, a man raised his head to reach for the sky, only to realize the guise of his eyes. From it tries to distract and detract from human regality, he had retracted the last of his lame realities, and pumping his freedoms right into the air, he signed off his last reasons and gave to despair. You see the colored glass spectral trails of a rainbow never to mass through the walls and crescendo into this, a new beginning. So unpacked and one all, they left nothing big and they left nothing small. And that day as they took off on foot and on bike was spoken many a word that found its root in the like of their elders who once had been told of a bright one whose eyes hot in the forgery of youth cold and took to the skies, leading his or herself into this terrible plight. It was telling, too, of a man or a woman or of you who took up your chains in youth, breaking through them with your teeth and clawing at your bars, finally pacifying and waging subtle wars, this day-by-day purgatory of rectifying love and freedom songs. Well, take them up and sing them well, for a story, too, may someday tell of you who picked up and threw two stones into the well, into the wishing well. Well, wishing wells. I wish you well in wells of introspective thought wrought in the fiery hells of your own karmic retrospectives, that a phoenix might be born and soar from the nest and born and tempered in the sores of its fiendish and fiery incense, we might finally awake knowing the stake of our natal delivery, this collective thought stream, God and we the people, God and we the states, God and we the tire, God and we who hate, because you see we are our own bells, our own hells. In the seams of each silver, platinum, and golden lining, whose lotus seeds germinate shining in the shrapnel shards of deliverance. And do you sweet casually feel the warm heat of its deliverance, awakening in breakbeats the truth? See, newly now aligned by hows and nouns, you couldn't test the rue. Unspiced and unadorned by the hands of men, you might see, before his eyes, lust and insatiable greeds, molded this flower, shouldering bliss for a kiss with destiny, with fate, with anyone in some fantastical hope of living over anyone at the price of everyone. Of a non, nobody, nothing, and no more. See, we're living Asi Rama. Take a look in the mirror. What are you living for?
Well, we're all sitting here all quiet, listening to you very patiently.
And we all said, wow.
Wow.
That was great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's all I got. Jeff Grum.
All you
for
got.
Me on the show. I appreciate it.
Jeff Grum. Jeff Grum. All right.
Jeffrey Crum.
Crum.
Jeffrey Crum. Call us again.
Yes. Oh, I will.
Okay.
Good night, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Wow.
Well, that was great.
Well, Dave, we have another caller.
Believe I think
not.
We lost one somewhere.
We lost somebody there. Kept trying to
but
call.
They try again. We will try again to get you.
Yes. Oh, patient caller number 4. Caller, hey. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay, right. Well, you're live on the air right now, so.
Okay, this is dedicated to Sherry. Simple poem.
Oh.
Simple man. Because of you, this is the name of the poem, because of you, love now reigns supreme. Love now reigns supreme in the depths of my soul, but it was not always so. One horrible and intractable mistake many years ago, and I'm forever bound by this twisted definition of me. The scene plays itself out over and over again in my mind, without explanation, without even a sound. A furious flurry of unchecked aggression, hookup, pimp, hard drugs, and a gun, past transgressions in a perpetual rerun. A staccato slideshow of disconnected images, macabre pieces of impressions, again, of past transgression. A steady stream of gut-wrenching memories, an indelible imprint on my mind and my heart. When will it all cease? When did it all stop? Within me, a great sadness. Most of my wounds self-inflicted. My sisters believe I'm done, but my heart is still quite conflicted. For so long I lived with seething hatred and anger, smoldering rage in my soul, where my heart used to be, just a gaping hole. I knew not the origins of those feelings, but they were just as real and consuming as this cage that keeps my body trapped 24/7. There was once a time, long, long ago, when I was the prodigal son. So much riding on my future, so much promise and hope for me. I was loved, beloved, showered with much kindness and affection. Never thought I'd be the bane of someone's life, the pain of someone's life, the subject of society's rejection. They look at me now with utter contempt and disdain, the bane of society, pain of someone's life. Undisguised hatred and contempt emanate from their core, so palpable, so real, untarnished, unvarnished. Is this something I asked for? I do believe I did ask for this, I mean. And although I cannot undo what has been done, and though there's still in my heart and mind a gaping hole because of you, love now reigns supreme in the depths of my soul. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
What?
Call Goodbye. Us again. Goodbye.
What a great night we're having.
What a great night. Wow.
And somewhere out there, we still have another caller that we lost, but we would really like to find. So if you'll help us and send us a signal at 1-800-355-KVMR or
265-9555. And it's 8:30 straight up. You're listening to KVMR FM in Nevada City. Oh, yeah, I guess it would be straight down, huh? Give us a call. We're going to rock your world. You're going to rock ours. So.
Able to risk my energy to notice life being so beautiful. Maybe partying will help.
Housewives start out that day. No, they just got up and went west, the direction of change, the biggest direction of all. You could see them swaying in the breeze, stirring soup, hoping. The housewives moved out onto the highway, cheekbones to the wind, gargling destiny. They had left no note on the fridge with magnetic grapes. There hadn't been time. Some of them held pies out in front of them like divining rods of freedom. They'd meant to put the pies on the windowsill to cool, but for some reason, they just kept on going. And by now, those pies were so cool they smoldered. They were red hot, brother. 500 housewives, no longer just brunettes, blondes, and redheads, moved through Birmingham. They'd thrown down their oven mitts. They had cast their colanders off some miles back. Through Casper and Cheyenne, Des Moines and Fort Wayne they marched, gaining strength, gaining calm. There was no need for TV trays in the cool breeze of the Arizona desert. There was no reason to cut coupons from the papers in the towns. that dotted their path. But my friend, if you'd seen them over the horizon, like a watery pool of locusts, they came and were coming. Kids holding sticks and dogs and men with bellies lined would seem to be their path. The men just stood there as if to say, "Honey, what's for dinner?" The men didn't realize there would be no hot dinner, not even a soup and sandwich. Kathy's not cooking, not this good eve, fat boy. Because tonight, the dinner tables had really turned. By the time they reached the ocean, they were 5,000 housewives strong. Holding hands with a crazed ferret look in their eyes. Slowly, together, they took a step. And as their tired feet creased the moonlit water, they paused and looked back from where they came, as if to say, "Are you coming?
Are you coming?
Come it's in. Easy.
We'll be right back. image that you can't scrap. Don't you hate to have a love when it don't last? What is it, what is it, makes it all go round? Why does it, my feet get hot on burning ground? Help me.
Back. You're listening to KVMR FM Nevada City. This is the Radio Poets for a record, I think, like 8 callers.
Wow.
And we have our 8th caller right now on the air. Caller, you're live right now. You have a poem for us?
Yes.
Thank you for so patiently waiting.
You're welcome. Am I ready?
Yes, are you
ready?
You
are ready.
Okay. Tick, tock, a moment, a second, degrees of a minute, in their turn, spokes of an hour, wheels within wheels, our days spin away, hoops driven by a stick in the hands of a child.
Thank you.
Did I enunciate well enough?
You did. And did you write that?
I did, yeah. This is that was in the beginning 90s. I wrote that. And this is another one I wrote after one of the two I wrote after the death of my father, and it's called Not Much. Blue eyes poorly worn, a long man, faded thin, sits on worn bar stool of cracked vinyl. White cotton batting spills out over torn black edges. A leg bent under his bones, thin ass, knee hard against the wood, other leg over unpainted porch rail. Long white wrinkled feet end in yellowed nails. The harsh shine of thin poverty reflects in poor blue eyes and windows with no curtain. That's it.
All right.
Wow, that was good. I myself lost my father last year, and it's a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter what the relationship is.
And no matter what it happens.
And, yeah, my father and I had a full-spectrum relationship, let's say.
Don't we all? All right. Well, thank you so much, caller.
You're welcome.
For reading your poetry live over the air.
You're welcome.
Call us again, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you. I'm sorry.
Oops.
Okay.
It happens.
Anyway, 265-9555.
Or 1-800-355-KVMR.
Let's see if we can break the record. We got 8 calls tonight. I think that is really a record. But let's try for 10. We got 15 minutes left. We got some punk rock to amp you up. Come on, you can do it. Eat some chocolate. Read some poetry. You can do it. Here's the Minutemen for you. The world according to nouns. Thought it was appropriate. We'll be right back.
Joy in Mudville. The
we
crowd
made
goes
it to
wild.
Double digit callers.
For the first time in our history, we have 10 callers.
My heart is pattering. Okay, Three caller 10. Number one, here you are. You're live on the air right now.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
It's called Two Empty Deck Chairs.
Two Empty Deck Chairs.
The tide is ebbing as well as the sun. The deck chairs sit empty as the day is finally done. The birds call softly and sound so sad. What a wonderful day together we've had. We walked on the beach as we strolled hand in hand, enjoying the waves and the feel of the sand. This beautiful day seems almost surreal. I can hardly believe the joy that I feel. The whole day we spent right here at the beach. Without my phone, I'm real hard to reach. At the end of the walk, the chairs sit together all alone. We're taking one last meander before we head home. The bad thing about good times is that eventually they end. Most wonderful thing of all is I'm going home with my best friend.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Aww.
Thank
you.
I did. I did.
Excellent. Thank you for inviting us to share with you.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing with us. We all make it. This is the
Bye.
Radio Poet Society. Bye-bye. All right, we have caller number two. Are we going to make it to Magic 11?
Which is actually 10.
Well, this is caller number 10, right?
Let's be accurate.
But number two was the number that I told them to remember. Are you there, caller number two?
Okay, caller number 10, right? Or two.
Yeah, your number.
2/10.
You're both.
Okay, yeah. My poem is called The Human Migration. And actually, I was on Joe Brungardt's show on the 17th, and it was actually a song that I did on there, and I only did the first verse of the song.
All right.
So I'm going to do the whole poem.
All right. Well, Joel's a good friend of mine. Go right ahead.
All right. It starts out, beautiful is the creature who plants the tiny seed that grows and grows to become a part of the humanity. Her is a mission that began a far and distant time no one seems to know. This is all she knows, nothing more than the tiny seed that grows. This is all she sees, as brilliant as the stars above Earth's sky can be, or glistening their light to illuminate a part of the whole, the part called humanity. The children she will be a part of will wander this place mankind calls their home. Delightful the thought of love she brings when having a conversation. She is so right, it is easy to adore everything about the person. A blueprint of what was once before. She smiles a wellspring of happiness that flourishes into joy. She is the mother of creation, and from that comes the human migration. And that's it.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for bringing us into the double digits tonight.
All right, you're welcome.
All
Everyone
right.
Have a good night up there in Nevada City.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
Carmichael.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you guys for having me.
Our pleasure.
Well, we have just had one of the best evenings of poetry I think we've had since I've been on the show.
Yeah, well, it's been a great night. And it's not over yet. We still got 10 minutes.
I mean, numbers aside, the poetry's been great.
9 minutes. Well, maybe 8 minutes if you count our outro and all that. But, hey, 265-9555, toll free.
Or 1-800-355-KVMR.
Yeah.
She's all on Twitter.
I am.
Just push a button.
I want to thank all the kind folks at SPD for saving my purse for me after I left it there on Thursday.
Oops.
And, we're going to play something. Here we go. Lonely people. Where do they all come from?
I wonder.
My point is, how come there are so many lonely people? I don't understand. Well, okay, it's like a dance, right? Life's like a dance. Sure, that's what the country songs say. And why don't those lonely people just pair up? Well, why don't they just get together? Like, I have a boyfriend, and he likes to watch basketball, maybe too much. But we have a lovely time, and we love each other, and we're not lonely. And I think all those lonely people should just pair up. They should just get together. Because, like, at a dance, you know, if you're a wallflower, you shouldn't be, you know?
Well, then maybe it should be sort of like at a dance where you can go up to someone and say, I see you and your wife cuddling in bed. May I cut in?
Well, I don't know about that.
Or maybe, excuse me, do you mind if I cut in and open Christmas gifts with your family for a while?
I don't know about that. Well,
or, excuse me, are you walking down the aisle? May I step in and marry that bride that you've selected?
Well, anyway, I'm not lonely. And to all those lonely people out there, and there's sure a lot of them who listen to the radio, pair up.
Cast a spell. Hard to tell. Hear the bell. In the dark,
interrupt this droning, trippy, psychedelic movie for a special announcement. Ding, 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 ding. With 11 minutes left on our show, we have caller number 11.
11 with 11 minutes?
11 with 11 minutes. 11,
so
11.
Cool.
It's so magical. Caller number 11, are you there?
I am here.
We are so jazzed for you to call us.
Well, I thought that we might enjoy a fall festival.
All right.
Golden rays from the sun caress the splendid autumn leaves, dripping a glittering golden gilt upon the gnarled old oak trees. Another beautiful day of Indian summer on the verdant New England hill, a patchwork quilt of falling leaves, frost-covered in an early October chill. Cold morning air gives a hint of the winter soon to come. Overhead, the long black bees, geese, whose trip has just begun.
Wow, I kept envisioning like a watercolor painting with your words like next to it, like illustrating it, like giving your poems away. They're so beautiful.
Or maybe driving through a watercolor.
And picturesque.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank
and
you.
I enjoyed sharing them with you.
Well,
that was
great. Well, call us again when you're coming on through. We're here every other Sunday.
I will certainly do so. Thank you.
All right.
Call bye-bye. Us.
Bye-bye. 11 callers.
I know, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy.
It's okay. Take a deep breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. You'll be fine. Okay, so we have approximately 5 minutes left.
Yes, we do. Oh.
Which is your last chance to call us. At 1-800-355-KVMR or
1-800. Wait, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
No, I do the 1-800 number.
And
we have caller number 12.
Oh.
Even as we speak.
Oh, they hung up.
hung up.
Oh, we lost him.
What? I didn't even get my headphones off yet. Hey.
Oh, they're back.
Here
it's
they
time
are.
To contact Guinness.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello, I am.
All right. Well, you're live on the air. You're caller number 12.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. This is a little surreal. I'm listening to it on the radio as we speak. All
okay,
right.
Yeah. Turn your radio off or you'll get some gnarly feedback.
All right. Here, let me get out of the car so I can get some reception. All right. I have a poem for you.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. It's based on the Odyssey. I thought it up myself. Okay. I was walking down by the beach one day, and I saw Odysseus sitting in the sand. He was cleaning something out of his shoes. And I walked up to him, and I said, "What are you cleaning out of your shoes?" And he said, "It's the past stuck in my toes, and I'm laying it here on the beach by these pebbles." And then he got up, and he put his shoes back on, and he walked away. And I walked down, and I saw, down amongst the pebbles, the bits of past that Odysseus had left there. And they smelled a bit off. Okay, that's my poem.
was cool.
They smelled a bit off?
They smelled a bit off, yes they did.
I bet.
That was great.
Well, thank you very much.
Past crumbs of Odysseus' toe jam. Ooh.
Indeed,
the imagery.
Jam of the past.
The toe jam of the past. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Calling wonderful
have
poetical imagery.
We will. We will. It definitely just got infinitely better. All right. Oh, wow. In stereo. All right, well, have a great night. Okay.
So,
yes.
Record-setting 12 colors.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I can barely contain myself. I'm just like...
If you could see her from here, she's just like...
I didn't even have any chocolate. I was late.
Oh, wait.
It's coming.
That's that music. That means...
Oh, my goodness.
It's the end of it, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Unless somebody really wants to squeeze in, we could still take, like, one more caller with one short poem. If they still... If they want to try their luck, they can...
Lucky 13.
We have, like, I don't know.
But if you miss us this
40
week,
seconds left.
If you miss us this week, we'll be back not next week.
But the week after,
which
that's right.
The 23rd.
Right before Thanksgiving.
The Sunday before Turkey Day.
Yes. Yes. Sunday before.
The big day.
The big day.
The feasting day.
The grateful day. We are grateful.
For so many
things. Not just
things.
About eating turkey, darn it. It's about being grateful and thankful for all the wonderful things. And I am so grateful to everybody out in Poetry Land and Radio World and KVMR FM for giving us the opportunity to have this much fun. It should be illegal, but it's not. They still let us come in here.
They'll say that. They'll pass a law.
Yeah, they still let us come in here and spin fun records for you and CDs and have you call us with your amazing, amazing thoughts and poetry.
We had such great poetry tonight.
We did. It was a stellar night, and it'll go down as the most memorable in my book for a long time. Anyway, so we're going to quit jabbering at you. We're going to let the late, great Utah Phillips, who was honored in my circle of my community this past weekend, and will never be forgotten.